Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Award-winning author, renowned speaker, PhD therapist, and mood adjuster extraordinaire, welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show.
Hi, and welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show. I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer, and I'm so delighted to be here with you today and every Thursday, live from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the amazing and wonderful Transformation Talk Radio and the equally amazing and wonderful Stereo WBLQ 1230 Westerly, Rhode Island. When you have a chance, visit me at my website, sandybrewer.com. While you're there, sign up for my inspirational quote of the week. It's easy, it's free, it's uplifting, it's a good thing. In the 35 plus years, boy, time flies, I've been a speaker and a counselor in private practice, I've had the great, great privilege of using my skills and my intuitive insights to help people get to the heart of whatever's happening in their lives. Here at the Sandy Brewer Show, it's all about you. So I'd love to put those insights to work for you today. Our mics are always open as we get to the heart of what matters in your life. No question or subject is off limits. Give me a call, 800-930-2819. Or you can go to transformationtalkradio.com and ask a question in the instant feedback box. And because life is about giving and receiving, we have a gift for you today. The first two callers with an on-air question will receive an autographed copy of my book, Pursuit of Light. It's a compelling, inspirational memoir that's filled with empowering personal tools that can help change your life today. Pursuit of Light has won 3 literary awards. We're really happy about that. And it's our thank you today for giving us a call, 800-930-2819. With me on air is my partner, truly, the winner of the best good guy on the planet, Mr. John Brewer. Hi, John.
Hello there. So glad to be here with you.
I'll get the trophy for you later, honey.
We've had fun the last several weeks talking about relationships, and one of the things we realized and stressed a lot, I think, was developing more fully the relationship with ourselves. And the topic that wanted to talk about this week is when we get stuck in a place in life, whether it's a relationship or anywhere. So we're going to talk about getting unstuck.
Exactly. That's such a tough place. It reminds me of that. I was going to say old Chinese proverb, but aren't they all old? I think they are. Anyway, of the Chinese proverb that says, be not afraid of growing slowly, be afraid of standing still. That I can relate to.
Boy, so can I. So we are going to start today with an email that we received from Caroline in Washington.
Oh, just like Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline that has been so rapidly replayed and brought joy and some healing in Boston. Yay. Okay. What does our Sweet Caroline have to say?
Well, here she says, I feel like I've been stuck for a long time and have taken steps that on the outside look like they would help bring about movement and change. And yet I feel stuck with the walls closing in on me more and more. How can I stay motivated to keep focused on shifting into a more expanded expression? More ease, more vitality, more freedom, more abundance, when there's no fire to fuel the momentum. When I'm in this place, how can I even begin to identify what I am passionate about or bring more clarity and energy to a greater dream? In another word, if I can read this, in other words, If change and expansion are the expression of spirit, how do I get so stuck and how do I get unstuck? A great question.
It really is. And there's, wow, there's a whole bunch of possibilities in that email. So, Caroline, thank you for that. The first thing, I want to go to the last part where she said, in other words, and I do fortunately have a copy of it. In other words, if I change and expression are the an expansion, honey, the not being able to read is apparently cross-referencing here.
Must be
if
environmental.
Change and expansion, exactly. An expansion are the expression of spirit. How did I get so stuck and how do I get unstuck? And I think one of the most important things to understand that nothing is void or devoid of spirit. Nothing is devoid of spirit. That in our most isolated moment, in our scariest moment, in the moment when some part of us feels like we are just stuck in an abyss or locked into a box canyon, that wherever it is we are, whatever it is we feel, even if we can't consciously or organically relate to it, spirit is here. So it's in part, it's not waiting till we can feel it to accept that where I am, spirit is, but to understand that in order to unfold that place of the of movement that we want, that place where we can feel ourselves going forward, that one of the first things we have to get into is not resisting where we are right now. I'm not asking anybody to say, oh, goody, goody, I feel stuck. I felt stuck for the last 12 months, and eternity seems like it's looming in this field, in this feeling, I mean. But to say non-resistance means to be able to become the observer of the feeling instead of becoming the feeling. And the observer of the feeling says, wow, this is uncomfortable. And instead of attaching it to a story, I'm never, ever, 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 ever going to get out of this, to just be able to breathe and not attach to it and just watch that feeling past. So we observe the thoughts and the feelings, but we don't become them. So practicing that kind of mindfulness is really important. And then another thing that's really, really, really important is tenacity. And that's to never, ever give up and make ourselves stay in the field. You've got to be proactive and interactive in order to get our own personal ball to move forward. But that place of tenacity on not giving up is always a personal choice. It doesn't mean that we don't have an occasional day when we just say, hey, you know what, I'm going to tuck my head under the covers and I'm not getting up till morning. That's okay. Just make sure you get up in the morning and get back in the game. It's essential that we do that. What we get caught in when we can't get movement really is what I said a minute ago. We get caught in that place of this feels like it's never going to give. This feels like eternity. I remember in my late 20s, which was quite a while ago, but I remember in my late 20s, my sister went to a really well-known psychic in Chicago. And at the end of her little reading, she asked a question about me. And then when my sister called me, she said, I'm really sorry to tell you this, because here's what the woman said. The first prediction came was absolutely true. This psychic said that about me, that the first half of my life had been extremely difficult, and the second half of my life would be much, much happier. That has proven to be a total understatement. I'm relieved to have had that blessing. But the second thing that my sister felt really reluctant to tell me was that the psychic said it'll be 9 months before there's even any relief, even a slightest glimmer of relief in the situation that I was in and in the despair and the depression that it left me with. And so when my sister goes 9 months, inside of my head was 9 months. I can do 9 months. It's eternity I can't do. And so it's really, even if we don't have somebody else mirroring back to us, there is an end to this difficult feeling that we have, holding on to the recognition that this is not a permanent state. and continuing to reach for that awareness that it's only a feeling. It's a difficult feeling, but it's only a feeling. What do you think of that so far, John?
Well, I think that's right on. I think the initial thing you said was really true about non-resistance. And I think what that means is just saying, okay, I'm acknowledging this is what's happening right now. This is how I'm feeling right now. This is how I see what's happening right now. And recognize that's just what's happening right now and move on and not resist what you're experiencing.
Right. And that we don't connect it and attach identity with it. It takes courage. There's no question that life on this planet takes courage in a million little and sometimes big ways. So it's non-resistance, it's tenacity, it's intent. What's my intent for my life? Holding on to that intent is essential. And holding on to that intent passively, as far as a mental action, that doesn't work. We have to hold on to it with will. So every time because we're not feeling very well in the moment, we're not feeling very positive in the moment, or even hopeful in the moment, we have to apply will that says, no matter what it is that I happen to be feeling, this is my truth, whether I can feel it or not. I've already made the determination that I can and I will. And this place that I'm in is not about failure. It's not about my personal lack. It's not because I'm an idiot. And it certainly is not because I'm a victim. But I have to apply that thing that can feel awfully abstract called will. We have to draw up that backbone inside of us. And not be guilty if we have a bad moment, but it's only a bad moment. Just get right back out in the field, right back in the game. And we have to take a break right now, even though I could just go on that subject. Stay with us. We have a caller on the line. We'll be with her in just a moment. You are listening to The Sandy Brewer Show, 800-930-2819.
I invite you to come on into the reading room and pick up a book that you'll love. It's Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light, An Extraordinary Journey. You'll find this book hard to put down, as Sandy shares the gripping story of her journey from childhood trauma to the empowered woman she is today. And like so many others, you'll find it to be one of the most inspirational books you've ever read. You'll love that it's filled with practical tools and ideas you can use to bring greater light and joy into your life. Get your copy by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
And they hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radios, where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Hi, and welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. Give us a call, 800-930-2819. We have Maggie on the line right now. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you, my dear?
I'm okay. It's beautiful here in New York today, so I'm enjoying the weather. Yeah, it's nice. It's definitely uplifting for sure. But lately, I have to thank you first and foremost. A couple of years ago, my mom is a breast cancer survivor. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I was, I think, 5 years sober. But now I have 7 years of sobriety. I'm a recovering addict alcoholic. And
wow. Congratulations to you,
that.
My dear.
Thank you. Thank you. It doesn't feel like this big thing, but it is. And you helped me get through dealing with my mom and being there and not being consumed by the grief that she was going through. So I have to thank you for that. It was really, really helpful. But now that I've gone through that, I've come to this place in my life. I've gotten married. I've been married for almost 4 years. And I'm dealing with a lot of financial insecurity, wondering if I'm ever going to own anything or, you know, how much longer I can stay in this career that I am in, that I'm starting to find some unhappiness in. I really want to be out there and I really want to help people. And I work in film and television and I help other people achieve their dreams as opposed to, you know, I don't know. I really am sort of, that's where I am right now. I'm battling, you know, whether or not I want to make a career move or whether or not I want to own something and continue to save and make money and work in this field that I'm in.
Okay. Your question fits so in. I don't know if you could hear the first part of our show with what John and I were talking about, which is being stuck, because it feels that's, to me, that's where you are right now, honey, is that you're in this kind of a quagmire and wanting to create something else, but not wanting to be do anything that ends up hurting you, you know, backfires on you in a negative way. So when we look at this and what you're doing now, what is it that you really want to do? Do you know?
You know, it's a toss up. I find that the most joy that I get is when I'm helping another person and making another person smile. And I really, I would love to be in a field where I'm helping other addicts and alcoholics recover as well as find the hope. And I know that I probably would need some education to do that. But, you know, I have a sister-in-law in Dublin who's a recovering heroin addict, and the only reason she's in recovery right now is, it sounds so crazy, she got diagnosed with lymphoma and was forced to go home and get sober so she could get treatment for her cancer. And I've been over to the meetings over there, and it's so bleak, and there's no hope for any of them. Like, I've been at certain meetings, like, everybody's like, oh, you know, I can't get a job, and so they can't get a job, so they end up going back to the bar, and they drink again, and nobody is able to actually sustain time there. And I thought, well, what if there was this, you know, facility that sort of coupled, you know, the 12 steps with with career guidance, you know, like teaching them how to do odd jobs, like, you know, or, you know, like so they could go out and get an apprenticeship in plumbing, or teaching them how to do hair so they could go
right.
out and get, you know.
I got it.
Good. Okay.
Okay, so I got it, honey. Thank you. You know, I'm going to answer you in the sequence that you gave it to me, my dear. The first one is when you said you wanted to bring joy, when you wanted to help bring a smile to other people's faces. We always have to begin where we are. No matter what our goal is, no matter what our dream is, we can't begin tomorrow. We have to begin today. We always have to begin exactly where we are. So you have to know, well, you don't have to know anything, but it would be helpful to your goal to know that if you, by your attitude, because everything is basically frequency, honey, by your attitude, by the way that you extend from your heart, whether you're talking and you're in New York, so you're in a people-wise compact area, you have a gazillion opportunities to be kind, to just be, have that energy around you that comes from your heart. And you never know who you're triggering to joy just by doing that. You might be the one light, that look, that smile, that kindness, that nod, that simple touch might be the one place where an individual experiences joy. So what we give, we receive. So the more that you give that and consciously walk in the energy of, not as a projection, but as an absolute reality. Today I know joy. Today I remember joy. Today I come from my heart. Today I am not focused on what other people are thinking of me, but what am I thinking of them? When I pass a person on the street, even if they're rude and a little bit challenging, am I willing to remember love? That place will not only enrich you, it starts to enrich your little corner of the world, and from that place it can grow exponentially. So you begin where you are, even when you're frustrated in the moment of like, man, you know, I got a job and it's fine, but it's not really what I want to do yet. You bring the energy of how what you want to do feels into every action that you have in this day. How do you feel about what I've said to you so far, my dear?
I feel wonderful about it. I try to do that, you know, especially on the subway and in my daily life. But I have not been bringing that into my work life, and it's absolutely right. It's every facet, every corner.
Oh, darling, and in your industry, it really could use a little joy and evenness. So you want to bring that into your work environment, because you're like moving away from this fulfillment of a dream. Even if what you do changes, you bring that energy into this moment. So if you're working 8, 9, 10 hours a day, then that's a good part of your waking life. You're not projecting when, but walking in the energy of. When we're wanting to create a new experience, a new day, you have to get really, this is my perspective, you have to get really quiet and connect to how does it feel, this place, not what is it, what's the form so much, how does it feel? And then bring that feeling into today. And then watch, you know, because the quantum principle of it is that which I am seeking is seeking me. And we get so connected with projecting, this is what I want and this is how I want it to look, that we're always chasing it and then resenting where we are. The meditation is that which I am seeking is seeking me. For every thought, there is a corresponding factor. It's a proactive, mentally, we have to be proactive to get unstuck. And another way of saying that is we have to really be consciously aware of where is my head? What am I really, where are my thoughts? Where is my inner dialogue? And so you get really quiet, honey, and you think of this place like that beautiful picture you painted with words about how wonderful it would be to establish a center or foundation or some format where people who get stuck and then go back to places that hurt them, where they might have another outlet, another possibility. And how did that feel when you think in terms of maybe I could be a participant or the actual provider of that kind of a program? Get that feeling. Now you let go of the attachment of this is exactly how it needs to look. Bring the feeling, you know, that's a projection. That's a when I do that. Bring that feeling, draw it right into your now. Breathe it into this moment and you walk in the energy of. And then you can be planning. You're going to watch your daily life change because it absolutely will, especially at work. And then you can actually start to be dreaming the dream of this is a thing I would like to do. And whether it's this particular format or I come up with another one, this is the energy I'm going to put into it, but this is also the frequency that I'm setting up as the foundation of everything I do with my life. It is Gandhi who said that your life is your message. And for me, what that means is how I live my life every single day, what I endeavor to do with my attitude every single day, when I endeavor to let go of ego and arrogance and fear and try to live from my heart. That's my life. That's the legacy that we all leave together. That's the message that we all share. So hold to your dream. Love it absolutely. And walk in the energy of how it feels today and let your spirit help you unfold exactly how it needs to look. So it doesn't mean don't dream. It doesn't mean don't put together a business plan. Do all of those great things and then move into the frequency, the energy already fulfilled. Watch your life change today. How do you feel about what we just said, honey?
I feel warm in my heart.
I love warm in your heart,
sweetheart.
I feel
like while we're talking, I was able to manifest the energy, and I feel really, really good.
I am really grateful for your call today, Maggie. You've enriched all of us by your presence, and thank you. Listen, let me know. Don't hesitate to call me again. We're here every Thursday, or send me an email. I'd love to do a follow-up with you later, okay?
I would love that. Thank you so much, Sandy.
Thank you, my dear. You take really good care. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show. We will be right back.
As anyone who has experienced cancer knows, it's a tough journey. If your loved ones are dealing with cancer, please give yourself the gift of learning about the leading-edge information and support programs offered by Vital Options, a nonprofit cancer communications organization that provides extensive information to support patients and families to better understand treatment options as well as other issues that impact anyone touched by cancer. We urge you to take advantage of this valuable resource by going to vitaloptions.org.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Would you welcome an inspiring, positive, and uplifting message coming to you each week? Messages that will energize and support you as you go about your day? I do, and I hope you will too. Act today and bring a smile to your face and a lift in your step as you receive your free inspirational thought for the week. Simply ask for them by going to sandybrewer.com. Hey, and while you're there, learn more about Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. Be inspired and pass it on as you get your free thought for the week at sandybrewer.com.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes a fighter. Puts the fever higher. Doesn't mean I'm over.
Hi, and welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. John, what'd you think of Maggie? I thought she was great.
Well, I thought she was fantastic. What an experience she's had, and it's, I think it's in store for her. I really love the tools that you gave her and talked to her about. And one of the things that I was thinking about was, although she's not particularly happy about where she is right now with what she's doing, it certainly is giving her an opportunity to dream and move forward. So I think there's a sense of gratitude wherever we are in life, or at least in most places, to have a sense of thankfulness and gratitude about, gee, I'm alive, I'm experiencing this, and this is what I'm thinking and learning and expanding to. I think that has a very important part of growing and expansion.
Well, I agree with you about gratitude and what an extraordinary energy mover it is, as well as major principle of life. And as you know, that we can't always, a lot of times we can't begin there. That, like what we said when we were answering Caroline's email in the first segment of the show today, where we went into non-resistance, which basically means just acknowledge where you are. Don't resist it. Acknowledge it. Doesn't mean collapse into it or become it, but just acknowledge it. And initially, gratitude, while it's just a wonderful intention, is going to be hard to reach, because if somebody's really in the depth of the dark night of their soul, if they've really been in trauma or are needing to try to heal trauma, it's easy to get confused about gratitude means I'm supposed to be grateful for this feeling or grateful for the situation. And that's not how it works. Neither was it your intention when you said this, honey. But to understand that when we go into that non-resistance, if we're in a place where we can't reach gratitude right away, then we have to slow it down and throw in a couple extra steps that will help us climb the ladder to where gratitude can, we can really keep that as our focus. That's the ball we want to hit right out of the park and celebrate. And it will make a huge shift. If we're not there yet, then we go to the non-resistance. We observe those thoughts and feelings, but we don't become them. We get very focused on tenacity and our intent, that what we want is healing. What we want is peace. What we desire is joy and gratitude. What we desire is to know love. We may not in that moment understand that we're going to have to find all those things inside of us first, but at least we're starting to get our focus connected. And then what we were saying with when the first break ended and we switched to the wonderful call from Maggie, what we were saying is that it's about will, that you have to bring will into it. And you had a really good point about will that you were sharing, John.
Yes, I think it's a matter of choosing. Make it a choice. You may have to choose five times an hour, five times a second to choose and choose again to maintain your will and not collapse into whatever's happening around you. But make the conscious choice, because it is the power of choice that enables us to move forward also.
That's so accurate, honey. It truly is the power of choice. People don't understand it. They say, I can't. The fact that the doubt or the fear or the pain or the negative thought keeps coming back, it's never the issue. In order to actually help the brain reconnect, or actually get the brain to reconnect and rewire itself, it takes consistency. And so we have to practice, be consistent about bringing ourselves back to, I don't care if I can feel it, and I don't care if I even believe it. I am choosing this today. And because I had to find these tools, first of all, and then learn how to use them as a younger woman when everything was so painful and you know, I've said this before. I have no desire to try to explain to anybody who hasn't experienced that level of abuse that I did, how deeply traumatizing it is, how cruel and physically and emotionally painful it is. And these tools that we talk about and this program and that a whole bunch of people talk about, but these tools are so effective that even in the face of such a horrific pain, horrific injustice, and horrific cruelty, like what I experienced in earlier years, that these tools are actually the lifelines that helped bring me out of it, getting completely out of victim, understanding that it's okay if I feel stuck. It's not pleasant. I don't like it, but it's okay. It doesn't mean what I think it means. I need to hold on to and use my will to choose. This isn't the end of the line. This isn't where I'm going to end up. I have to stay proactive on converting that fear thought, just letting it walk right past me, and then choosing once again. Just choose and re-choose. Every moment is choosing. When you're in trauma and you're trying to hold on to shifting, finding that tipping point so you can shift that energy inside of oneself, that you just choose once again. Keep choosing and re-choosing. And like you said, whether it's five times a minute or five times a second, and often it feels like five times a second, it's the courage to just use that will to hang on to what's going to make a difference. That will that says, I choose that there is something inside of me, something in this universe greater than my doubt, greater than my fear, greater than my stuck. And my life has actually been a total privilege, because if I hadn't lived the darkest side of it, I would never have been blessed and graced with the experience of this stuff really works. It really works. It didn't work overnight. It was a long time, a lot of years, but it worked. And then what we have is more and more people have made this conscious choice. We create a collective on there's something greater to us than this doubt or fear and this greater pulse that is the pulse of all life is also the pulse of love. And I'm one with it, and it's one with me, and it's greater than my circumstance, and it's greater than my experience, and it's greater than my doubt. That's the choice we keep coming back to. And we refuse to stay stuck, and the getting unhooked from stuck begins as an internal process, not an external process. It is reflected externally, but it begins always, as do all things, internally.
Isn't one of the things that's inherent in this process dealing with self-judgment, like what does it say about me that I'm experiencing this? It must be some kind of a bad person, or I did something wrong, or some kind of value judgment that we place on ourselves because of where we are right now. How do you handle that?
Very carefully. It's a good question, honey. It's a really good question. It's one we all experience inside as we're working with this stuff. So what we'll find is the place where we are judging ourselves, because we're saying we're our action, we're our success, we're our failure, we're our stuff. And that's not true. I have value, not because of what I do. What I do is just what I do, whether it's a thing that I enjoy doing or not, it doesn't name me. What names me is what I connect to. There is a source inside of me, the greater than my doubt, my experiences, my sense of loss, my fear, my feeling of unworthiness. All of those were programs that got activated when we were younger. That's exactly the way it is. And we learn to measure ourselves by how we look and what we do and how much stuff we have accumulated. All of that is understandable, but it will not bring us peace, and it will not bring us joy. What will bring us peace and joy is to be able to know that I have a DNA greater than the DNA, my physical DNA. My DNA is on the source of this fuller potential, this pulse of life. I'm it, it's me. That's my true parentage. That's my true DNA. And everything else is just the process of moving into a body. But the body is a machine, and it's a fabulous machine. And the things that we build and enjoy are wonderful, but they do not define us. So having the courage to make that choice and create that definition for ourselves, that what I do, what I have or do not have, does not define me. It's okay if there's something I dearly want, like a relationship or a partner or a house or the money to pay, keep the lights on. It's okay that I get discouraged by the fact that I may still be struggling to get that, but I have to go to this greater truth where deeper in my being, I know well-being, and deeper in my being, I do that leap of faith into all is well. We have to take a break. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show. Give us a call, 800-930-2819.
If you are looking for a book that will inspire you, one that will help you smooth out those bumps in the road of your life, one that will give you practical tools for meeting everyday life challenges, then you'll want to get your own copy of Sandy Brewer's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. It is so compelling, you won't want to put it down. Order today and get a free gift of her audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing, by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Hi, and welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. We're so happy you're joining us this afternoon. Give us a call, 800-930-2819. So, John, what do you think of where we are so far in the show?
Well, I think we've covered a lot of material and a lot of food for thought.
And I'm
having fun with it. I hope the listeners are having fun with it, too, and absorbing a lot of this fantastic material that you're providing.
Well, we're providing it, and it's a joy to do so. And, you know, when we're talking about the things that we have to do to get unstuck, because that's been our focus today, and our emailer and our caller both kind of fed into that for us, so that was wonderful. But to really just reiterate that we can't judge where we are, and that all change actually begins with an attitudinal change. And that feeds into what you said about gratitude. And all that we're trying to do is provide some steps that can get us from that place where we're feeling hopeless to the place where we can reach for and find the light of gratitude. So that recognition and remembering that reality is not based on data. It's based on our point of view about the data. And in that process, everything is inside to outside. We begin by changing the way we perceive it on an internal level, and we start to operate at a different level externally. And one of the things we have to keep striving for, because so many of us were beaten down from trusting ourselves as kids, that as a therapist, I find all the time that people are wanting to retrieve this piece of themselves that they feel that they lost, that they can trust. And so what we do is we think it's about we have to trust the other person. That's always a nice thing. But trust, like everything else, begins internally. So we have to trust ourselves. And sometimes to do that, that's just one heck of a leap of faith.
It certainly is. But it's a necessary one. I know from my own experience, trusting others doesn't always work. But trusting myself can sometimes be difficult. But it's something that I need in my evolution to be able to experience and to own as a part of me.
And I think, honey, every time we change our mind about who we are, that I'm not my experience, I'm not even that moment 30 seconds ago or 3 years ago when I felt like I was an idiot or that I made a mistake or that I was awkward. I'm not any of that. I'm one with this greaterness. I'm one with this pulse of love. I'm one with that core of what ignites all life. And that's the leap of faith. That's the place where we start trusting and answering the question, who am I? And if we have all kinds of negative talk going, well, who are you? Let me tell you who you are. We need to understand that that's not truth talking. That's the voice of fear. And then we go right back to what we were saying earlier. Then we go into non-resistance. That doesn't have anything to do with acceptance. It has to do with acknowledging. Okay, that voice is the voice of fear. The fact that it's here isn't the issue. What I do with it is going to make the difference. And then we go right back into that idea of reaching for a greater point of view, holding the intent, using the will and the power of choice, not judging ourselves. Now we're up to that self-trust and the leap of faith. And then the place where you were talking, John, about earlier about gratitude, I'm looking for the good. When we've lightened it just a little bit, we can start to look for the good, which for me would be to look for the wisdom. What can I learn through this journey? What is my opportunity for growth? Not what am I doing wrong because I'm having a challenge. That's a misunderstanding of the law of attraction. But what is it? What's the greater dream? This narrow path is here to help me understand, to help me grow, to help me find that place inside of me greater than the narrow corridor, greater than the doubt, greater than the fear. And then for me, it caps off with what I've always thought was literally the four-letter word of spiritual growth and self-awareness. And that word is surrender. I just have always thought that's the hardest thing to do, to just let go. And what I know is that our minds will not let go to nothing. So you have to surrender to something. And that for me was literally being able to trust when I looked at the night sky. And I know I've told this story before, but for me it was so profound that it's worth telling again. When I would look at the night sky and I would see that the stars were all up there, how many there were, and that planets, I knew that there were so many different solar systems and planets would revolve around their sun and not just constantly crash into each other, that when I walked down a city street and saw dandelions trying to poke up through the cracks and sidewalks, that there was this pulse of life. And in that life, there is a divine order. There is something greater than the chaos and pain that we can, in different times in our life, feel, to just hold on to that. And I remember, oddly enough, the night of my 39th birthday. And I'd come a long way by 39, and I'd learned a lot, and I'd grown a lot, and I'd healed a lot. But I was still in that place of stuck that I think our sweet Caroline was talking about with her email. I was in that place where I didn't feel fulfilled. I didn't feel that movement. I had trouble holding on to the promise of a life unfolded, a life fulfilled, a life of light and joy and laughter. And so a friend of mine in a great, as a gift to me, you know, she was really excited about it, took me to a live performance of the play Annie, you know, Orphan Annie. And I'm sitting there watching Annie and the woman who is treating her so terribly, and all I'm going with is my brain is cross-referencing with the hopelessness of me and a little girl in a world that's so harsh. I never got to the place in my head that night of things are better, she got better, Annie did okay at the end of the day. I was just in this place of hopelessness, and I went to sleep that night thinking that all, just like in surrender, I remember my prayer that night was, I don't know what else to do. I've done everything I know to do. I don't know what else to do. You know, do with me what you want. If I'm awake, if I'm alive in the morning, that's fine. If I'm not, that's fine. And I just went to bed in that place. That was the evening of my 39th birthday. On the evening of my 40th birthday, I was 9 days away from marrying the love of my life, John Brewer. That's how much transformation happened in that year. When I say to you with such passion and compassion, no matter how hard it is, do not give up. Just trust that you are unfolding a better day.
Thank you, Sandy. And thank you all for joining us today for the Sandy Brewer Show, where we take your calls and Sandy gets to the heart of what matters in your life. Our phones are always open and no subject is off limits. So turn on and tune in and listen and call in next week with your questions or email them to sandy@sandybrewershow.com. Next week, we're going to be talking about parenting adult children. Does it seem like one day they're 12 and the next day they're 24? Did you make that transition with them? Hopefully so. If not, listen in. We've got some ideas for you. So Sandy Brewer Show airs every Thursday from 1 to 2 Pacific, 4 to 5 Eastern on the web at Transformation Talk Radio and Stereo 1230 AM WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island. Thanks special to our engineer, Brian, for his help today. And may you all have the most fantastic week. Blessings.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation, transformation, Transformation Talk Radio.
transforming your world one listener at a time.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.